Abraham Chimugote is making sure his plow is ready for the field. He hopes to start planting soon, as long as there isn't another drought this year. Last season, he and his wife Emma grew sorghum, millet, sunflowers and maize. But their maize crop, Zimbabwe's staple food, didn't do well.
We are facing challenges of climate and also we are receiving very little rainfall. And the pattern is, the rainfall distribution is very poor here in Mudzi. So for maize to grow well, we are facing challenges.
It's one reason why the government wants more farmers to grow traditional crops, such as millet and sorghum. The country experiences a lean season every year from October to March. It's the driest period before rains start, when families have few to no food stocks.
As government, we came up with a program where we say it's the region where the farmer is found that determines the type of crop that the farmer should and must grow. In these dry and arid regions, small grains, or what we would term traditional grains, are the most adaptable type of crop that are suitable for these environments.
Many farmers are growing traditional grains, but on a small scale. Maize is more popular here and an important cash crop. Abraham's family says at first they weren't sure about growing a lot of sorghum, but it paid off.
The family sold most of what was harvested, and this is what's left in storage. 13 bags of sorghum. It's enough to keep them going for a few months until the next harvest.
Humanitarian agencies and the government plan to feed more than 3 million people during this lean season. Getting more people to grow traditional grains could take some time, but low yields, recurring droughts and food shortages are encouraging more families to embrace drought-resistant crops. And as they require less fertilizer and are more nutritious, more now believe they could be the way to go. Haruma Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Mudzi, Zimbabwe.